Morning, Josh.
Good morning, boys. How are we?
Very well, thanks, mate. Who did dress you yesterday? You dress yourself,
I do dress myself, but I'm not going to lie. My partner did help me. I tried on about 7 shirts, all mediums, and then I went with the small. So
I was about to say, Grubby, your chest was looking big, but just the fashion sense, I just noticed that you've gone up a notch or two. It was outstanding dress wear you had on yesterday.
So were you pretty much trying to say I used to be a dag, Loz?
Well, I thought you were sort of in my sort of, you know, my sort of zone as a dresser, I thought. But yesterday you turned up and even I went, wow, the grub, what are you doing here, son?
Yeah. Oh, thanks, mate. You know what, boys, but a lot of the time when I come on the show, I hear what you talk about a couple of minutes before and you're always into me about stuff. But you know what? Today I will walk with my chest out. Yeah. He's wrapped me up, so thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, enjoy it. It only happens this week, buddy.
Oh,
yeah. We'll be back to sledging next week.
I actually like the sledging better, to be honest.
Tell us about your first week or so back, you know, I guess training in earnest to potentially be a Bulldog again and getting in that hurt locker ahead of this train and trial deal coming up.
Yeah, Mido, mate, it's coming fast, you know. 2 weeks ago, it was 8 weeks, and now there's 6 weeks. So, I'm timing my run. I'm just not trying to, you know, go too crazy at the moment. There's still football being played. It's crazy. I'm thinking about running around an oval 30 times, and there's still a grand final to be played this week. But at the same time, mate, I'm actually enjoying what I'm doing. I enjoy going to the gym sort of by myself, and you know. No real like program to go by. I just sort of do my own thing and get up early, get my day going. And I've just been going down the oval. I'm only a couple hundred metres away from Belmore Oval at the moment. So I've just been going around, kicking a few balls around, mate. And as Clarkie said, it's actually exciting for me. And I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know why I'm excited for pre-season. But at the same time, it is a big opportunity for me. And I know what I want to do. I've got it in my head, and I've got a very clear plan of what role I want to play there. So it is exciting, and I just can't wait to sort of get in there and try and get in that top 30.
Were you surprised with the winner of the Dally M last night, Nicho Hynes, or did you think he'd fight out the finish?
I definitely thought he was in amongst it, Loz. Did I think he was going to win it? Probably not. Obviously, all the talk was around Benny Hunt, and he did have a great season. But for me, I'm really glad he got it because the Sharks, you know, they were a force throughout the whole season, and Nicho Hynes was a massive, massive part of that. And what a journey for him. You know, he was playing in 2019, he was playing reserve grade, found his way into the Melbourne squad, sort of playing as a backup and, you know, having some really good touches in that Melbourne team. And you know, watching him, you knew that he was going to be a great player. And, you know, Craig Fitzgibbon takes a massive punt to bring him to the Sharks as their halfback. And God, he produced, you know, he's just got a great touch. You know, he doesn't play like a natural halfback either, I don't think, Loz. I think he's still got that bit of fullback about him. So he pops up sort of, you know, on the inside of plays and whatnot. But yeah, he's massive for the Sharks. And I think, you know, he's going to be a massive part of their, you know, establishment if they're going to, you know, win a grand final in the next 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, Josh, I was going to ask, where do you think his best position is? Because I was asking Loz today, I've no doubt if you're winning the Dally M, there's obviously, you know, the next stage for you is Origin or representing your country. But where does he play for New South Wales? And he seems like he's that good a player. He can play 7, 6, 1, 14. Doesn't really matter. But where do you think he's best suited?
Yeah, you're 100% right, Clarkie. You know, he's won the Dally M now. And, you know, he'd be lying if he said he didn't have Origin, you know, in the back of his mind. The good thing for him, you know, in that Origin arena, he's obviously coming up against Nath Cleary. And, you know, he will be hard to knock off from that 7. But, you know, he could definitely play 6. You know, that's no knock on Jerome, but in that arena, he can play that running style of a 5-8 game where, you know, Nathan does what he does, and Nicho having a fullback background, he could definitely play in that 5-8 role, mate. But at the same time, I think he could play 14, because he does play a few positions. He could probably play anywhere in the back line. But probably, Clarkie, to answer your question, before this year, if someone told me he was a halfback, I probably would have said, I don't think so. I just didn't know he had, possessed such a great kicking game. And just, I suppose, a vision for the game. But now, yeah, mate, I definitely think he's a halfback and a great one at that.
Yeah.
Toddy Payton, Coach of the Year. I think he's had an outstanding season coming off of the back of last year, and he was able to guide his team to a prelim final. No surprises there?
No way, Loz. He was unbelievable, from where the Cowboys come from last year and the type of team they were to, missing out just on a grand final. He definitely deserved that. And he's definitely created a culture up there of, it's the one thing I think about when I think about the Cowboys, Loz, is they just compete. They haven't got nowhere near the best side on paper compared to a couple of these, bigger sides. But yeah, I just love the way they compete. A guy like Tom Dearden, what he's done this year, turned his whole career around. He's one of the top 5-8s now, and I think that's just off the back of a lot of effort plays and just putting himself in the picture. So yeah, I really enjoy the Cowboys as a team because they work hard for each other. Yeah, and I think Toddy's done a great job there.
Josh, at the lunch yesterday, you were asked about your two grand finals. You said in 14, you probably weren't much of a chance against the Bunnies, although you really went blow for blow with them for about 70 minutes in that grand final. But in 2012, you sort of lament the fact you were probably a better team heading into that match against Melbourne. You lost 14-4. So when you think Penrith Parramatta this week and you think back in 2012, what do you feel you got wrong during the week that these sides have to, be aware of heading into a big one in a GF, particularly Penrith, who are expected to win?
Yeah, it's a good question, It is a hard week because it's such a massive build-up. And do you know the one thing I will say about Para? It's going to be hard for them because they've got a massive fan base. And it's very different, pretty much every training session, I'm not too sure, but was if Para have done it, but was open for us. So you've got fans there and they're chanting. It's like a game. You get excited and, as I said, you walk through the streets. When I lived in Belmore, and people are just going off. It's hard not to get, caught up in all the excitement. At the same time, the boys have got to enjoy it for what it is, but, you've got a job to do, and that's the main priority. Sunday's a massive occasion, and you don't want to be thinking about, I suppose the thing, some boys could be thinking about, and it's the worst thing you could possibly do is say, we've got here, whatever happens, happens. It's a massive chance to be in the grand final, boys. It comes very, very rarely, and you just can't take it lightly. So I know it's an old cliche, but you just got to do what you do week in, week out, throughout the year. And unfortunately, Parramatta, they have been a bit up and down. So for them, they just got to turn up and, play their power game, as I've spoken about with Loz before, not try and play all these set plays that they try and set up for sometimes. And then I think that will give them the best chance. But for Penrith, I think they know what to do. They never seem to be rattled by big occasions. Last week showed me down 12-0 that they never get rattled. And that's a big thing for a team. So I think Penrith will be too good on the day, boys, but I think Power are going to show up and give them a really good game.
Yeah, I think it'll be a tremendous game of footy. Mm. I really do. I think Parramatta come into this game, and knowing that you've beaten a side, regardless of who's been on the paddock or who hasn't been on the paddock, if you've beaten a side twice during the year, you're confident when you come up against them, and they have belief. And that's one thing Parramatta may have lacked in the past, that definite belief that we can win, we can beat this side. I think that's a different psyche for them coming into the grand final, knowing that they've beaten Parramatta twice. They haven't just beaten them once, they've beaten them twice. And for me, that's a massive factor heading into this game, because while people are saying they can't win and they'll thrive on that underdog tag, I just think that they'll be planning a surprise for Penrith early in this contest.
Yeah, I agree with you, Loz. I don't think they're just going to, you know, roll over and you know, lose. But what does scare me a bit is Bailey Simonson. Great player, you know. I think he's a really, really good winger. But to come into the centres on a grand final, on a massive occasion, it's going to be tough for him. I think they'll go after him, the Panthers. I really do. Will he play on the left, Loz?
He plays on the left, so he'll be left centre with Siva.
Okay, that's okay. I was going to say it was going to be an interesting afternoon if he was with Blake, because there's another guy.
Yeah, I think you split them up.
Yeah, you have to after that last game. Yeah, and I'm sure Nath will have in his head, because let's face it, it's going to go set for set at the start like the last game did. And then, you know, Nathan started putting up those torpies and it changed the game. So that's probably a bit of a secret weapon that he has got in his back pocket. He'll probably just, you know, pop them up end over end at the start. And then, you know, when he feels they got to put the foot down, he'll start, you know, putting them up. But yeah, for me, I think it's going to be a tough day for Bailey, unfortunately.
I'm sitting here now and I can't wait for that first floater to Wonga Blake. So I'm nervous about it. What is he thinking? No way you're sleeping at night, Joshy. You know it's coming. The whole world knows it's coming. I reckon it'll be a miracle if he catches it. I hope he does, but it'll be a miracle. I'm nervous sitting here.
Do you know what, Clarky, too, as well? He can catch 100 of... Yep. Anyone's bombs, Mitchell Moses's bombs, Dylan Brown's bombs.
Not the same.
And you're not ready. you're still not prepared. Like,
it's like a high ball when you're fielding. Once you've dropped a few, mate, you were praying to God it doesn't come to you.
Yeah, it's and you know what? The thing about Nathan at the moment, even if he gets kick pressure, he still can hit him.
Yeah.
So he's just got that good at him that he knows exactly where his hands have got to be on that ball and the exact drop of the ball needs. And yeah, you know, I do feel sorry for the back five. Man. Even I remember we asked Gutho the last time they played Nathan, you know, do you have to sort of your back three set up a bit different? You know, is there a bit more video done throughout the week? And he said that there was, because, you know, Nathan's just so good at picking the back three apart. So yeah, I'm sure they'll do the work, but as you said, Clarky, when they throw up those bombs, mate, good luck.
Man. Joshy, who wins? Give us a margin and a Clive Churchill medalist.
I'm going to say the Panthers by 8 and Appy Coruscant, Clive Churchill.
There you go, the Dally M hook of the year last night, Appy Coruscant as well. Mate, you enjoy your grand final. We'll chat next week.
Thank you, boys.